President Bush's speech to the Republican National Convention last night was his most important of the year, a distinction that had previously been held by his State of the Union address. But polls taken right after that one in January did not show it helping him with voters. If the same's true for his convention speech, it's bad news for Mr. Bush. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has gone back to look at the convention and State of the Union speeches of presidents trying to get reelected over the last 28 years. And here's what Mike found.
Compare George W. Bush's two big 2004 speeches, and the parts about terrorism and security sound remarkably similar. The parts about domestic matters do not. This issue, raised in January, had disappeared as of last night.
The use of performance-enhancing drugs like steroids.
Gone, too, was any talk of this policy.
Abstinence for young people is the only certain way to avoid sexually transmitted diseases.
And while some parts of the Bush domestic agenda, like tax cuts and support for a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriages, were in both speeches, mentions of other major policies of January had been dropped by September. The State of the Union had this proposal.
Tonight, I also ask you to reform our immigration laws so they reflect our values and benefit our economy.
The word immigration did not come up in the president's speech at the convention. This is in contrast to the last president to successfully stand for re-election, Bill Clinton. His 1996 State of the Union enumerated challenges both large and quite minute.
I call on Congress to pass the requirement for a V-chip in TV sets so that parents...
And?
I say to those who make and market cigarettes.
But there they were again at the convention.
Working with the entertainment industry... We're giving parents the V-chip.
And also?
The FDA has adopted new measures to reduce advertising and sales of cigarettes to children.
In contrast, take Gerald Ford. At the Republican National Convention in 1976, he was the voice of optimism.
From August of 1974 to August of 1976, the record shows steady progress upwards toward prosperity, peace, and public trust. My record is one of progress, not platitudes. My record is one of specifics, not smiles. My record is one of performance, not promises.
7 months earlier, to the day, President Ford uttered lines that would today be unthinkable in a State of the Union address.
Just a year ago, I reported that the State of the Union was not good. Tonight, I report that the state of our union is better. In many ways, a lot better, but still not good enough.
Many of Jimmy Carter's specific proposals fell by the wayside over the course of 7 months in 1980, and George H.W. Bush not only changed talking points, he shifted tones noticeably from his State of the Union to his convention. Here, an excerpt from the 1992 State of the Union.
And I know, and you know... that everything I propose will be viewed by some in merely partisan terms, but I ask you to know what is in my heart.
That civility was long gone by summer.
What about the leader of the Arkansas National Guard, the man who hopes to be commander-in-chief? Well, I bit the bullet, and he bit his nails.
Then there was Ronald Reagan, who changes everything in this equation, just as he did with so much else in politics. Like George W. Bush, Reagan offered consistent foreign policy ideas. Like George W. Bush, Reagan used much of the same language and imagery in both speeches. But also like George W. Bush, Reagan introduced detailed domestic policy ideas in January that were not even mentioned by summer. This is from the 1984 State of the Union.
Tonight, I am directing NASA to develop a permanently manned space station and to do it within a decade.
Reagan spoke at length about that space station, longer than he even spoke about crime or communism, if that can be believed. But he didn't say a word about NASA at the convention. What was consistent, just like George W. Bush last night, was the sense that the man who stood before America in January was the same man in August. Throughout this week's convention, a cheer was guaranteed whenever anyone mentioned Ronald Reagan or used the phrase, "Win one for the Gipper." In parsing the words that George W. Bush chose and did not choose, he made it clear that he's trying to win one like the Gipper as well. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.